It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 1st, 2021. Today is the birthday of American politician Hattie Wyatt Caraway, born in 1878 in Humphreys County, Tennessee. Representing Arkansas, she became the first woman elected to a full term in the United States Senate. After attending a one-room schoolhouse in rural Tennessee, she transferred to Dixon Normal College, where she received her Bachelor of Arts degree in 1896. She taught school for a time before marrying her college sweetheart, Thaddeus Caraway, in 1902. They had three sons, two of whom became generals in the U.S. Army. They settled in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where he established a legal practice while she cared for the children at home. Thaddeus was elected to the House of Representatives in 1912, and he served until 1921 when he became a U.S. Senator. Although Hattie took an interest in her husband's political career, she avoided the Capitol's social and political scene. Thaddeus died in office in 1931. Following the usual custom of appointing widows to take their husbands' places temporarily, the governor of Arkansas picked Hattie for the vacant seat, and she was sworn in on December 9th. With the Democratic Party's backing, she easily won a special election in January 1932 for the remaining months of her husband's term, becoming the first woman elected to the Senate. In May of that year, she surprised Arkansas politicians by announcing that she would run for a full term in the upcoming election, joining a field already crowded with prominent candidates who assumed she would simply step aside. Populist former governor and Senator Huey Long of neighboring Louisiana traveled to Arkansas for a 7-day campaign swing on her behalf. She gladly accepted Long's help, and he jumped at the chance to extend his influence into the home state of his party rival, Senator Joseph Robinson. Bringing his colorful and flamboyant campaign style to Arkansas, Long stumped the state with Hattie for a week just before the Democratic primary, where she amassed nearly twice as many votes as her closest opponent. She went on to win the general election in November. Hattie maintained a special interest in relief for farmers, flood control, and veterans benefits, and cast her votes for nearly every New Deal measure. Her loyalty to President Roosevelt, however, did not extend to racial issues, and in 1938 she joined fellow Southerners in a filibuster against the administration's anti-lynching bill. In 1938, she entered a tough fight for re-election and won a narrow victory in the primary, then took the general election with 89% of the vote over her Republican rival. In doing so, she became not only the first woman to be elected to the Senate, but also the first to be re-elected. In 1944, however, she placed a poor fourth in the Democratic primary and lost to freshman Representative J. William Fulbright. He was the young, dynamic former president of the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, who had already gained a national reputation. On her final day in the Senate, she received a rare standing ovation from her all-male colleagues. Hattie retired, then suffered a stroke on December 21, 1950, and died at age 72. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 1st, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.